Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Supreme Court reverses contempt penalty against Gillette Public Defender. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The Wyoming Supreme Court has reversed a contempt penalty against former Gillette-based public defender Christopher Goetz, ruling Tuesday that District Court Judge Matthew Castano did not follow proper procedures when fining Goetz $100 and ordering him to write an apology letter for being late to court. Cowboy State Daily reported, Goetz, who was 45 minutes late to a hearing last fall due to what he described as a scheduling mix-up, paid the fine and wrote the letter, but later resigned from his position. His departure worsened an already severe public defender shortage in Northeast Wyoming, where judges have since been forced to appoint private attorneys to represent indigent defendants. In a majority opinion, the Supreme Court determined that Goetz's actions constituted indirect criminal contempt and that Judge Castano should have opened a separate criminal case rather than issuing the punishment within an existing case. Justice John Fenn agreed with reversing the penalty but offered a different legal reasoning in a separate opinion. The highest court's decision voids Goetz's penalty, though the apology letter he was required to write remains. Judge Castano declined to comment. Wyoming lawmakers debate carbon capture as EPA moves to repeal greenhouse gas rule. On the same day, the Environmental Protection Agency announced plans to repeal a key Obama-era rule regulating greenhouse gas emissions, Wyoming lawmakers debated the future of carbon capture in the state's coal industry. Cowboy State Daily reported the EPA's proposed repeal of the 2009 endangerment finding, which classifies greenhouse gases as dangerous pollutants, was celebrated by Administrator Lee Zeldin as a move to boost American energy. Meanwhile, the Wyoming legislature's Joint Minerals Committee voted down a draft bill that would have repealed carbon capture requirements under House Bill 200, a law requiring utilities to evaluate the technology on coal-fired power plants. Representative Chris Knapp of Gillette expressed concerns about the ongoing cost of these mandates for Wyoming ratepayers. We continue to charge the end user for something that probably will not pan out in the market, Knapp said, arguing that the free market should decide whether carbon capture projects move forward. Governor Mark Gordon's office opposed the repeal effort, saying House Bill 200 is working by forcing utilities to analyze carbon capture's feasibility and possibly extend the life of coal plants. Wyoming remains the nation's top coal producer, but the industry has lost nearly 900 jobs in the past year. The debate over carbon capture comes as the state looks for ways to compete in an energy market increasingly dominated by renewables and natural gas. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shalene.